So have you ever looked out at your Central Texas property and wondered why your grass won't grow? Today, we're examining a problem that's quietly draining water from Texas rangelands, eastern red cedar and ash juniper. These trees are often called water thieves, and for good reason. Joining me is someone who spent years studying how these junipers impact our land. Let's start with the basics. What makes these trees such a big deal for Texas landowners?
Well, the main issue is that both eastern red cedar and ash juniper are evergreens, meaning they're actively consuming water all year long. Unlike grasses, which go dormant in the heat or during drought, these junipers keep transpiring water even in winter. Their root systems are incredibly extensive and deep, much deeper than native grasses, so they're tapping into water that grasses can't even reach.
That's a huge advantage for the trees, but terrible for everything else. I've heard some pretty wild numbers about how much water these things actually use. Can you break that down?
Absolutely. Daily water use by ash juniper in the Edwards Plateau can range from about 19 to 47 gallons per day per tree, depending on size and conditions. Over a year, 1 acre of eastern red cedars can consume up to 55,000 gallons. In dense stands with full juniper cover, rainfall interception alone can reach over 340,000 gallons per acre annually.
Wow, that's, staggering. And the roots aren't the only factor, right? The canopy itself plays a role?
Exactly. Ash juniper can intercept up to 37% of annual rainfall before it even reaches the ground. So if you're in an area that gets 24 inches of rain a year, only about 14 inches actually makes it to the soil under dense juniper cover. Compare that to grasslands, where over 80% of rain reaches the soil.
So essentially, the rain hits the canopy and evaporates before the ground ever sees it.
Right. That process, interception plus transpiration, adds up to what's called evapotranspiration. And when evapotranspiration goes up, stream flow and groundwater recharge go down. In some areas of the Edwards Plateau, springs that used to flow year-round have stopped entirely. And juniper encroachment is a major factor.
Interesting. That goes beyond ranch problems. It affects entire watersheds. So what does this mean for the grass itself?
Dense juniper stands absolutely crush grass production. The trees compete for water and nutrients, and their canopy blocks sunlight. The result is less forage for livestock, more bare soil, and increased erosion. Ranchers often call juniper a serious pest because it drastically reduces livestock carrying capacity. I remember visiting a ranch near Fredericksburg where the owner told me his grazing capacity dropped by nearly 60% after juniper took over. He was running maybe 15 head where he used to run 40.
Wow, that's a real economic hit. And I'd imagine that economic impact adds up fast for landowners. Have you seen any data on what happens when people actually remove these junipers?
Yes, and the results can be pretty dramatic. In one study near Hondo, removing 80% of cedar canopy from an 8-acre tract increased spring flows by 20%. Another watershed study showed that removing all regrowth cedar from 40 acres led to an average increase of about 35,000 gallons per acre per year over 3 years. An 80% reduction in juniper cover can increase water reaching the soil surface by over 230,000 gallons per acre. So when we talk about water recovery, we're talking about significant, measurable gains. Real water returning to the system.
That point on water recovery sets up our next piece, effective removal strategies. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Are you a Central Texas property owner dealing with dense juniper or brush encroachment? CHU is a land clearing company that helps realtors, builders, and landowners get property cleared, cleaned, and ready fast. We show up, do the work, and leave it right. From land clearing to driveway repair, we're turning unusable Central Texas property into usable land. One call and we give you your land back. Learn more at www.callchew.com.
Picking up on that water recovery theme, what are the most effective strategies for managing juniper encroachment before it gets out of hand?
Early intervention is key. Once juniper cover gets too dense, removal becomes economically impractical. Methods include mechanical clearing, hand cutting, and prescribed fire where conditions allow. The best approach really depends on terrain, density, budget, and your management goals. Some landowners want broad reduction to improve grazing. Others prefer selective thinning to maintain wildlife cover.
So there's no single solution for every property. What regarding the impact on water specifically? Does removal always lead to more stream flow?
The outcome is site-specific. The impact depends on soil depth, rainfall, topography, and how much woody cover is already there. Research shows the linkage is strongest where water can move rapidly through soil to recharge springs or shallow aquifers. In shallow, rocky soils where both grass and juniper roots occupy the full profile, the difference might be smaller.
That makes sense. And I know juniper does provide some benefits, stabilizing rocky soils, wildlife cover. How do landowners balance that?
Definitely. Ash juniper is native and can stabilize shallow, rocky soils where other vegetation struggles. Mature juniper mixed with oaks is important habitat for species like the golden-cheeked warbler. So the goal centers on density control, fuel reduction, and aligning with your land management objectives rather than eliminating every tree. You could say juniper management requires balance, finding that sweet spot between too much and too little.
Right, balance is key here. So, to everyone listening, if you're trying to decide whether to remove juniper, think through your specific goals. Are you focused on water yield, grass production, wildlife habitat, or fire risk?
Exactly. And remember, the most economically practical time to act is early, before encroachment becomes severe. If increased water yield is your goal, focus removal on sites with the greatest potential for groundwater recharge and make sure the area is large enough to produce a usable increase. You might call it the ounce of prevention approach. A little work now saves a lot of headache later.
I like that. One last thing. In terms of grass recovery, what kind of timeline are we looking at after removal?
Treated areas can be roughly 3 times more productive in native shrubs and grasses, especially in the years immediately following treatment. The positive effects of juniper removal on forage production are generally sustained over time, though the specific duration depends on follow-up management and site conditions.
So the benefits are real and lasting. To wrap up, what's the one takeaway you'd want Texas landowners to remember?
Juniper management is necessary. These trees consume large amounts of water, suppress grass, and reduce groundwater recharge. Early action, site-specific planning, and understanding your land's hydrology will help you restore productivity and protect your water resources for the long haul.
Thanks so much for breaking this down. If you're a Texas landowner struggling with juniper, I hope this conversation gives you a clearer picture of what's happening on your land and what you can do. Until next time.